This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Once again, there is a proposal from a legislative body, this one being raised in Connecticut, going after the law-abiding gun owner. Representative Jillian Gilchrist, a West Hartford Democrat, isn't that always the story, has co-sponsored a bill that would apply an excise tax on ammunition. The 3 to 5 cents per round tax would be dedicated to funding community gun violence and intervention program grants. Now, I believe in taking steps to mitigate crime. I absolutely do. However, I don't believe in taxing a gun owner to cover the cost of these programs simply because they've chosen to own guns. If a tax is going to be levied, everyone should absorb it because gun owners are no more committing such violence as everybody else. You know, they're required to take safety training courses in order to obtain a firearm. Gun owners hold enormous respect for the power of the pistol as well as the fragility of life when the two meet. And it is exceedingly discriminatory to lump all gun owners together, whereby both criminals and law-abiding gun owners are viewed as one and the same. Because we are not the same. We are not the same. I am not predatory. As a matter of fact, it could be said that people that train for self-defense are probably worse than the predators, because in the event that we are forced to do something like that, we're probably going to be pretty violent about it, but only for as long as it takes. And we should not be punished as criminals by making it even more difficult to purchase rounds of ammunition during inflationary times. And additionally, the guy shooting targets at the local range is not the same guy illegally crossing the border with a pound of fentanyl tucked between his cheeks and a few threaded barrels strapped to him. One is having a bit of fun and the other one is here to harm. Ironically, if we built the wall, closed the border, and funneled all the money that we were wasting by not doing so to gun violence programs, we'd have less need for gun violence programs because gun violence, as well as all violence, would drop. Law-abiding gun owners are not running around shooting people. And it seems to me that these programs are once again a means of catering to those who weaken our nation at the expense of those who would strengthen it. And good, hardworking people who happen to like guns for sport or protection must now reach into their pockets for woke programs that have already shown themselves to be totally ineffective. Violence isn't raging because of guns, but the people pulling the trigger, both criminals and those like Gilchrist who continue to pretend that they're doing something through programs like these, but they're really not. They're really not doing anything. And I think we're all just about done with the smoke and mirrors. We've been living in it for a very long time now. I would ask the Democrats this, but I know the answer to it. But I mean, it seems to me like it would be exhausting always trying to figure out how many ways the government can rob the American people. Because there is a big difference between truly helping and helping yourselves to my stuff. Now then, Isaac Hernandez, a 25-year-old American citizen who has been living in Mexico, is going to spend the next 6 years in a federal prison contemplating the error of his ways. on July 11, 2022. He was stopped while traveling southbound on I-35, heading towards the Laredo, Texas port of entry. Officials found 17 handguns in his car. Further investigation revealed that from January 21, 2020 to July 11, 2022, he had purchased 231 handguns, 9mm, 380s, and 22s, which officials suspect he smuggled into Mexico. Last week, U.S. District Judge Michaela Alvarez sentenced Hernandez to 80 months in prison for violating the Stop Illegal Trafficking in Firearms Act. And what do we get? This is from the U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani, said in an ATF press release, hundreds of firearms likely ended up in the hands of Mexican cartel members thanks to Hernandez's firearms trafficking, only worsening the ongoing gun violence terrorizing the citizens of Mexico and the United States. He worked with a contact in Mexico who instructed him on the type and number of firearms to purchase. His actions exemplify why laws such as the Trafficking and Firearms Act is so important. Then, of course, the AFT had to wade into this one. Their special agent in charge, Fred Milanowski, said, "This was a textbook case of trafficking firearms to Mexico. Firearms trafficking is illegal and immoral. Unfortunately, the consequences of a firearm illegally possessed in the United States and Mexico can cause danger and harm for decades. As demonstrated by this case, we will continue to investigate and prosecute gun traffickers who endanger the lives of law-abiding citizens in our communities." Illegal and immoral. Danger and harm for decades. And yet, you know, yeah, sure, the Mexican drug cartels certainly pose a clear and present danger. So arming them would be foolish and wrong. But the special agent in charge failed to mention that there was once a much larger firearms trafficking conspiracy that allowed thousands of guns to walk across the border and end up in the hands of the drug cartels, including 50 caliber sniper rifles. Semi-automatic ARs, AKs, and handguns of all types are a much more serious threat than Hernandez's 9mm, 380s, and 22s. Operation Fast and Furious. That was a preposterous plan somehow conducted by the ATF's Arizona field office. It ran from 2006 to 2011, mostly in the Phoenix area. And according to a series of emails, the ATF officials purposely allowed licensed firearm dealers to sell weapons to illegal straw buyers, hoping to track the guns to Mexican drug cartel leaders and arrest them. But nobody's ever been arrested in the cartels for possessing an ATF gun. And of the thousands that they allowed to walk across the border, only 700 were ever recovered. And, of course, a couple of those were found at the murder site of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And others have shown up in crime scenes on both sides of the border. Hundreds of Mexican citizens have been wounded or killed by the AFT guns. And somehow none of this was mentioned in the recent press release. But Sack Milanowski is certainly not alone in his misremembering the recent past. ATF has always had a selective memory. They devote only one page of their to the agency's deadly Waco fiasco, and there's no mention of either Ruby Ridge or Randy Weaver. Last month, U.S. Congressman Matt Gaetz introduced the Abolish the ATF Act of 2023. And he's talking about the pistol brace rule, which could turn more than 40 million of us into felons overnight, as his main reason for the bill. But anybody with even a passing fancy or any knowledge of the ATF knows why they got to go. We all know why they got to go. And as has been said many times before, no one makes a better case for abolishing the ATF than the ATF. So, yeah, if I were the American public, I'd be really tired by now of the fact that the politicians really think you have no memory at all. And if you have a memory, you don't care. And if you care, you're too stupid to understand what you're actually looking at. That's the part that gets to me the most. Not very happy with it at all. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the Open Society Foundation's George Soros, they may appear to have similar goals. They, and before anybody gets out there and says, Bill, you should just let them spend all their money. They don't spend the interest they make on their money. They're never going to run out of money because of gun control. Right? And that's what is so interesting about this in some aspects of this. But they have each spent massive amounts of their personal fortunes in pursuit of their political objectives through networks of shadowy cutouts and foundations and nonprofits. Both champions big government and abhor personal freedoms, especially gun rights, but it's their methods that separate their madness. Now, Bloomberg funds a half dozen AstroTurf anti-gun groups, which focus primarily on policy and legislative issues. If pro-gun legislation appears anywhere in the country, he will dispatch his red-shirted demanding moms to try to snuff it out. Their activism is overt, well-publicized by the legacy media, and somewhat episodic at this time. There's a sense of immediacy to the Bloomberg effort. Soros is different. I could, to the end where I sit and I look at Bloomberg, okay, so Bloomberg wants a gun-free America. But the basic premise, besides it being wrong, and besides it subverting the natural order of things, which is that man defends himself, is nothing like Soros. Soros, by comparison, seeks to influence society as a whole. He is a World Economic Forum type, although I'm sure Bloomberg goes to those too. He wants to control what people think by modifying their behavior. He's a woke globalist and not much interested in local issues. And while Bloomberg seeks to control the media narrative, Soros wants to actually control the media. And if Bloomberg's efforts can be viewed as tactical, then Soros's are strategic. And at the age of 92, he's pumped enough money into his gun control empire to ensure it will continue long after he's gone. See, when he dies, it's not over. It's just he's not here no more. He was born Jorgi Swartz in pre-World War II Hungary. He was educated in England, emigrated to the United States, and opened his first hedge fund in 1969. A year later, he opened his second Soros Fund Management. Today, his personal wealth is estimated at nearly $26 billion, and he's donated more than $32 billion to his Open Society Foundations and other left-wing causes, which led Forbes magazine to call him the most generous giver. The Open Society Foundations, or OSF, consists of 20 smaller foundations, has branches in 37 countries, and operates in more than 120 countries. It is financially capable of continuing its founders' efforts into perpetuity. Soros' son, Alexander Soros, currently chairs OSF's board of directors. In 2000, OSF Center on Crime, Communities, and Culture and the Funders Collaborative for Gun Violence Prevention released Gun Control in the United States, which is one of the most radical gun control documents ever produced. And the researchers who prepared the document found differences, of course, between state gun laws. Obviously, states like California and New York have far stricter gun laws than Louisiana or Florida. But we get this. The most striking results of this survey are A, the lack of uniformity in firearm regulation across the country. B, the enormous differential between the top and bottom of the spectrum. And C, the poor scores achieved by most states. You see, 42 states fall below minimum standards for public safety since they lack basic gun laws such as licensing and registration. The lowest ranking states have almost no firearm regulation of their own. Instead, they rely entirely on the federal government's NICS background check at point of sale by licensed dealers. The researchers believe that all state gun laws should be the same, and they called on the federal government to remedy this problem by forcing freer states to conform with the more restrictive ones. From the report, all states should move toward consistent regulatory frameworks based on licensing of firearm owners and registration of guns. States should implement basic anti-trafficking measures, in particular one gun a month laws. They also call for bans on assault weapons, Saturday night specials, mandatory waiting periods, registration of all guns, permits to purchase firearms, and more. This report quickly became the template for all of the Soros gun control efforts. Now, in January, MRC Business, which is part of the Media Research Center, revealed that from 2016-2020, Soros gave more than $131 million to various media groups, some of which include NPR, ProPublica, Free Press, Project Syndicate, and the Poynter Institute, a Tampa-based media think tank, which I should disclose, spent at least some of the money on a hit piece about pro-gun writers. Soros understands something American conservatives have never fully grasped. Media outlets are essential to influencing a people. This is according to the MRC. The media influence that Soros brought was enough to insulate him from being seriously investigated by most journalists. And he certainly got what he paid for. ProPublica's archives are chock full of anti-gun stories, and NPR has even more. And through his OSF, he also offers two types of lucrative media fellowships. One designed for new reporters, and the second for more experienced individuals with a proven record of achievement and expertise. The beginner fellowship offers a grant of $100,000. The second comes with a staggering $140,000. And in addition to the fellowships, OSF offers all expenses paid boot camps for young reporters. And while his sponsorship of these boot camps is somewhat hidden, his attempt to indoctrinate the young journalists is not. And none of the media outlets ever mentioned his generosity, and they never probed his finances or his multiple foundations. Nearly all of the coverage of Soros or his businesses has been glowing. And the legacy media has never once bitten the hand that feeds them. Last June, after a rampage killing in Philadelphia, District Attorney Larry Krasner blamed the NRA. Terrible crimes last night on South Street tell our Pennsylvania legislators it's time for real action. Boycott NRA lobbyists, boycott NRA donations, and bring real common sense gun regulation to Pennsylvania. Now. Of course, he never mentioned his failure to aggressively prosecute gang members, gun crimes, or repeat offenders who commit gun crimes that led to a record number of homicides in the city of brotherly love. We'll continue this on the other side. Because, you see, George Soros has been doing the gun control Cloward and Piven for a very long time. And I've talked about this, and I'm talking about this some more because this certainly needs to be paid attention to. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. An Arizona rancher accused of shooting and killing a Mexican man on his land now faces a charge of second-degree murder.
That's because a judge announced George Kelly's charge would be downgraded from first-degree murder. It was filed in relation to the shooting in the southern border city of Nogales in late January. He says he's innocent, claiming he fired off his rifle to scare off armed drug traffickers, and it's the traffickers who are responsible for the death. Kelly has lived on his ranch for over 20 years. I'm Dave Kelly.
A U.S. military veteran from Wisconsin can now be counted among the dead in Ukraine. When a reporter outside the White House asked President Biden, "Are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio?" Biden then argued against allegations that his administration isn't doing enough in response to the train derailment. Corey Myers, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. When we left off, I was just getting into Larry Krasner. He is a George Soros-funded DA, Attorney General, whatever you want to call him. And, well, Soros is, some of the things that Soros is doing are leading to deaths. Leading to deaths. Especially when you got someone like Krasner, or, you know, and he's not the first Soros-funded prosecutor to do their benefactors' bidding on in front of a TV camera. The list is very long. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, who is under fire right now, another Soros-backed prosecutor, was elected after promising to reform the criminal justice system, which was code for allowing crimes to go unpunished unless they involved a defensive gun use. So, she went gangbusters after Mark and Patricia McCluskey, who famously stood their ground while protesters invaded their gated community. She described their actions as a violent assault and filed felony weapon charges despite Missouri's Castle Doctrine, which says a homeowner has the absolute unmitigated right to protect his or her castle or family while on their property. You should never think that a leftist is ever going to look at something like that, especially when the way they look at the Second Amendment. The unmitigated right, the absolute unmitigated right. Where do they go past that? They ultimately pled guilty to misdemeanors and both were pardoned by Governor Mike Parson. Gardner's relentless hounding of the couple forced even a few leftist commentators to question her motivations, but they're not difficult to find, and her election was financed by a super PAC to which Soros donated $30,000. Maybe the most infamous Soros-backed DA, the L.A. County Prosecutor George Gascon, tried to strong-arm American Express, Visa, and MasterCard into prohibiting their customers from purchasing homemade firearm kits. He wrote, "Our purpose in writing to you today is not to recruit you in a legal debate on the merits of these legal cases or the enforceability of these laws. There's a difference between what may or may not be technically legal and possible and what is most assuredly wrong. It is to your company's sense of right and wrong to which we now appeal." Which he's basically saying, we're just going to work our way. This is the end around on the law. While Gascon was busy writing letters, L.A. slid further into the crime cesspool. If you get off of the strip and you go like down Skid Row or something, you're probably going to catch something that is like, you know, third world, you know? Gascon just recently barely survived a recall effort, which sought to replace him with a prosecutor who would actually enforce the law. One thing that all of these guys have, the Braggs and the Gascons and the Chase of Odeans and all these other guys, they get in there and they say, well, you know, this is not right. They look at the law, which they throw their hand up in the air and say, well, I'm going to uphold the law. And then they look at the law and say, except this and this and this and this. In a column published last year by the Wall Street Journal, Soros wrote that he funds progressive prosecutors because they promote safety and justice and are popular and effective. But it can be argued that Soros-funded prosecutors have allowed crime to surge in their jurisdictions, which creates the very same gun violence the Soros-funded media love to cover, and the Soros-funded gun control groups can then exploit and use in their messaging. It's like a very well-coordinated plan. And whether this three-pronged cycle is purposeful or coincidental is probably open to debate, but Soros certainly controls members of all three groups. It's a type of vertical integration never seen before. And for the people that fall in these jurisdictions, it has deadly consequences. His woke progressive socialism leaves blood and bodies in its wake. Normally, this would draw the attention of prosecutors and or the media, but in this case, most are paid participants, and as fellow woke progressive socialists, it fits the narrative. Now, compared to George Soros, the Bloomberg and demanding mobs and all this other stuff, they're nothing more than an irritant. Definitely misguided, definitely after your rights, definitely anti-freedom, but they're not out there, as far as I can tell, causing death. They're not out there, all of them exploit death, never kid yourself about that. And Bloomberg is as good as anybody at it, but Soros and his woke prosecutors and the lapdog media he's bought and paid for, combined with the anti-gun groups he's endowed for decades, pose the more significant threat to the civil rights. And that's not going to end anytime soon. I refer to this as some people call this the chaos theory, some people call this, I call it the Cloward and Piven of gun control. Cloud and Piven were two professors who came up with this idea that they could bankrupt society, and out of the ashes that arose after the collapse, socialism would be sought. So, you know, that was a theory, but then they went out and they proved it because they went into New York City and they got everybody that technically qualified for welfare to apply for and receive welfare. And I think it's like in a year or 2 years, they bankrupted New York. Now, New York is a pretty big, it's a big population, but it's a very concentrated population. You know, it's 8-9 million people in a very small space. That's why you have, when you have such small amounts of land, it becomes vertical. That's where the skyscrapers come from and everything else. Very easy to actually go in there and find these people. Now, they couldn't ever do it in what they refer to as flyover country. They could never go into the Midwest because it's just too spread out. There's just not enough people to go out and recruit people to make that assault on services provided by the state, the city, the municipality. But the theory is sound. You can overburden the system to the point where it crashes, no doubt about it. Now, recently, when they did the bailout over COVID, when Biden came in, all of these states that had big red ink all over their books, they got money to offset their insolvency. And now they're free to run and everything else. And all of those states that had this happen, they're already as socialist as they can get. You know, New York, California, all these other things. So the Cloud and Piven idea here is the way I see it applying to gun control is that they create so much chaos and they create so much crime and so much fear that you run to government and say, please, please save us. Which I don't care how many of our rights you have to take from us. Just save us. Just keep us safe. I need to feel safe. That's a tough sell in the United States. But, I mean, that's what they think. And I'll tell you what. They did an exercise, and they found out how to strike fear with COVID. Everybody was afraid of COVID. Even I was afraid of COVID because nobody knew what it was. Of course, now we know what it is. And I feel sort of sheepish admitting to you that I was afraid of it. But I also had my misgivings about what they were telling us because it was them that were telling us. And there's nothing like working in military intelligence to figure out how much the government actually levels with you. So that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. So I'm almost certain that still is the template today. But we got to pay attention to this guy. We need to get his influence out of the United States. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. One last time, shall we? In my home state here in South Carolina, we just had constitutional carry pass the House, and now it's going to head to the Senate, and I'm waiting to see what happens with that. I am waiting to see what happens with that. But right now, we're still in the early stages of this here in South Carolina, because our Senate has sort of a reputation. But every anti-gunning group in the country has descended upon Tallahassee to stop Florida from becoming the 26th state to allow residents and visitors to carry concealed firearms without a permission slip from the government. And understand this. This is the one thing I'm going to tell you, and I'm not advocating anybody do this, okay? This would be the government of Florida affirming what they already know, because crime exists in Florida, and that they can't possibly catch everybody that carries a concealed gun that hasn't gotten a permit yet. And there's plenty of them that do. Some of them are good, a lot of them are bad, but it doesn't matter, because concealed means concealed. And there's so many means to carry a gun now that is secure. And they've cut back on the cops. And where they haven't cut back on the cops are out there going, you know, I'm going to think twice before I do this. So, and this is all as a consequence of the gun ban industry. Defunding the police, Soros DAs, all this other stuff. So, once DeSantis signs the bill, and he will, a majority of the states will allow unlicensed or permitless carry. For pro-gun advocates, this is a significant victory in the war to restore the Second Amendment right, and the other team will do anything they can to prevent that from happening. We're already at half. Where were they when number 25 was happening? That was consequential, but that's beside the point. And it's important to point out that neither Florida's HB 543 nor its companion bill SB 150 are traditional constitutional carry bills, because they will not legalize the open carry of arms. Now, here in South Carolina, you can carry in the open if you have a concealed carry permit. I don't understand the correlation there, but we can carry in the open here. I don't. I might start, though, but I don't. True constitutional carry allows gun owners to decide for themselves whether to carry guns openly and or concealed. But I don't even think, but the constitutional part of this, I refer to this as permitless carry, right? Now, despite Republican supermajorities in both the House and Senate and a governor who's promised to sign it, open carry is not included in either bill. And in Florida, they have not been told why, or at least not officially. Now, they have tried to head off a bunch of the arguments that will take place in the debates by doing something called smart bundling, or at least that's what they're calling it. SB 150 includes numerous school safety provisions, such as expanding the school guardian program, adding funds for hardening schools, providing additional money for gun-sniffing dogs, clarifying zero-tolerance policies, and ensuring every law enforcement agency has an active shooter policy. So a vote against the bill can be seen as a vote against school safety. Which, in a way, that is smart. But you got to remember, we haven't done anything as a country since Columbine. So while Florida's trying to do the right thing, we should all be, Florida should be last in this. This all should have been done a long time ago. And regardless of what the bill is called or the offerings, the very thought of restoring more gun rights, especially in Florida, has brought the gun banners out in droves. Florida, despite it being the first of the gun permit states to come out and actually make that a popular thing, with no exclusion at all for open carry, they've been sort of looked at as an outlier because, what is it, I think that 42 states have some sort of provision for open carry. Maybe it's more than that, I don't know. So Florida being the first, this has always been sort of a puzzling thing. But down in Florida right now, they've got members of every town and the demanding moms and the demanding students and Giffords and Brady in Florida's extremely anti-gun League of Women Voters. They all shuffle to the mic. Their testimony before the House and Senate committees has been interesting, desperate, and at times sort of funny. And if the gun banners sent their A team to Tallahassee and that's the best they could do, freedom will most certainly prevail. Now, they are very well organized, and what they do is very orchestrated, and too many of their objections seemingly come from the same playbook. And keep in mind that anti-gunners have phones and Skype and Zoom, too. They're sharing information and ideas. And Florida is the latest battle template. They're throwing a lot of stuff against the wall, and that which sticks likely will be used in the next state that they are the attempt to victimize. Here's some of the lowlights of their testimony. Now, unless the gun owner has something called a DD-214, which is a statement of service in the military, they must provide proof of training before qualifying for a Florida concealed weapon or firearm license. One of the byproducts of HB 543 and SB 150 is an end to this training requirement because a CWFL will no longer be needed to carry a concealed firearm. And, of course, this is now referred to as untrained carry, even though nothing could be further than the truth. Their tactic was unwittingly bolstered by Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galteri, who serves as the legislative chair of the powerful Florida Sheriff's Association. He testified about how poor some of his mandatory training has become. He described several firearm instructors who only required students to shoot one round into a water barrel before issuing them the certificate to get a concealed carry permit. And that set off a firestorm among the anti-gunners. And most of the people that I know that get the permit actually seek out some training, real training. Then there's the no one wants the bill people that are out there saying that no one's there for the bill today, one demanding mom. It should be noted that the NRA, the GOA, the NAGR, and Florida Carry Incorporated all enforce support for the legislation. But it's still the most significant restoration of gun rights in Florida since 1987. And that was ignored. The Democrats wanted gun owners to obtain $100,000 worth of insurance that nobody writes if they opt out of the CWFL program and carry concealed. They wanted them to be prohibited from possessing homemade firearms. They wanted them to be prohibited from carrying in a grocery store, a gas station, a music venue, or any religious institution. They wanted to be prohibited from open carrying at concert venues and polling places, which is already prohibited. They wanted to be prohibited from carrying firearms in cars. The only thing in here that's not in here is they wanted to be prohibited on from carrying a gun on every day that ends with a Y. There are a lot of false equivalencies, a lot of false statements. Like, you need a license to drive a car, so you should also need a license to carry a gun. To be clear, driving is a privilege. Owning a gun is a right. Therefore, you don't need a license to exercise a right. The unlicensed concealed carry bill, they are rocketing. It has rocketed through their state legislature. And since the Republicans have the supermajorities in both houses, no roadblocks are foreseen. On March the 7th, they will reconvene in the legislative session. And Governor DeSantis will likely sign this legislation into law far sooner than its July the 1st effective date. Here in South Carolina, like I said, it has passed the House. And I mean, if Florida were to pass it, I would anticipate that we would too, simply because South Carolina doesn't lead by example ever. South Carolina is very much a follower. And the interesting thing that I find about this is that with 25 states that have it, and with 40-some-odd states that have open carry, the still fight that you have in these legislators, or with the legislators in the legislatures, where they get out there and they make these questions about, well, you know, open carry and concealed carry and untrained carry, all this other nonsense. In South Carolina, you have to fire 50 rounds to qualify. And that's just getting the lube warmed up on a gun. If you, I mean, going to a Jaeger class when tactical response class or any training class with a handgun, you're looking at a minimum of 1,000 rounds. Maybe between 750 and 1,000 rounds in a day. In a day. Because of all of the iterations. That's all right. It got out of control there. I'll be back next weekend. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.